Good morning, it's 7:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. Bucks fans are celebrating this morning. Giannis Antetokounmpo was the MVP with 50 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 blocks as the Bucks beat the Suns 105-98 to win the NBA Finals 4-2. It's Milwaukee's first NBA championship since 1971. They're the 5th team to win the finals after trailing 2-0, and the first to do it by winning the next 4 games since Miami against Dallas in 2006. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees downed the Phillies 6-4. The Reds outlasted the Mets 4-3. And Josh Bell hit his 100th career home run as the Nationals doubled up the Marlins 6-3. The Red Sox and Blue Jays were rained out in Buffalo. It'll be made up with a doubleheader in Toronto on August 7th. In MLB news, the Oakland City Council has approved preliminary terms for a new $12 billion waterfront ballpark project for the Athletics. However, it's unclear if the vote will be enough to keep the baseball team from leaving the city. A's president Dave Cavall said the financial terms do not work for the team, and he isn't pleased the ball club has been kept out of the loop on negotiations. The pandemic-delayed Tokyo Olympics finally open on Friday, but some competitions have already started. The women's softball tournament got underway yesterday as Japan topped Australia 8-1 and the U.S. shut out Italy 2-0. Earlier this morning, Sweden stunned the U.S. with a 3-0 victory in the women's soccer tournament. The Americans, ranked number one in the world and the favorites to win in Tokyo, were riding a 44-match unbeaten streak, but the Swedes dominated the match. The U.S. now has some work to do to recover in the tournament. Their next match is Saturday against New Zealand. I'm Jesse King.